Welcome
to Are You Ready Podcast!
Did I look like The Undertaker there?
You did not. I thought you were shitting. You look like Jack Black when you do that.
Yeah.
What's the Mike Myers film he did after Austin? The Love Guru?
Oh, yeah.
Halloween?
Mike Myers and all of this. Mate, I...
Run around a wee camp. Yeah, baby! I'm gonna kill you, bitch.
Tell you what. How did The Undertaker fight after he did that?
I can do it.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
you were doing this.
What? That's The Undertaker does.
No, he doesn't.
He goes, rest in peace.
He does not do that.
Oh, I've hurt my eyes. I don't know. I mean, I don't know science, right? But there's something that connects your, I believe, your eyeballs to your brain. And I've twisted those and they're sore now.
That sounds like hogwash to me. It doesn't sound true.
All right, mate. Where's your science degree? There you go.
Don't have one.
I did my
research online.
I'll not do The Undertaker again.
But yes, welcome to this week's edition of the Are You Ready podcast, Northern Ireland's leading wrestling podcast.
And again, there's no stats behind that, but we're going with it.
I've just started doing that now. I just claim things.
Yeah.
And you can't stop me.
And I'll fact check them after.
You know, no, fuck even. Who gives a shit? I'll edit the Wikipedia.
This is Northern Ireland's number one podcast.
For wrestling.
This is Northern Ireland's number one show.
Yeah.
And finish. The best show of all time history.
How are you this week, David?
Mate, I was great. I was buzzing. I was excited to do the podcast until I blinded myself.
Stop squinting your eyes at me, David.
I'm sorry. And then the problem is now you can't touch your eyes when you're doing this face because anything can be paused and perceived to be offensive. So, but I really need to rub my face. How are you?
Are you fully mental today? I'm all good. I'm a little bit sleepy because I'm really tired because I live with two people with Alzheimer's, and then I came in to do this podcast with you and Jesus Christ.
But I don't know if that's how Alzheimer's works. You can't get it if you hang about with it. No, it's not like the cold.
No, but living with them, you know, you have to deal with it a lot.
All right, I thought you meant.
And then I come in here, and you have apparently got it today.
Yeah,
so,
mate, here's the thing, right? I live my life. You live your life with old people. I just hang around with young people.
Not through choice. Also weird.
Also not through choice.
Oh well, they're your kids. You chose to have them.
You know, I didn't. I had them. I didn't choose to have them. Then I had to just deal with the problem. I got to that bridge. Just so happened two fucking kids were at the bridge. And now I have to look after
them. How do you make that mistake twice?
Well, the first time, you're enjoying your life.
Yeah.
And the second time, you're told, we need to have another child. And then you have another child. And that's how that happened. So now I have two. But the thing is, you hang around with people who are older and do your head in. And I have young people who do my head in. So when I'm away from them, I feel like I can be my true self, which is a guy... Yeah. Who crosses his eyes and pretends to be a corpse.
Good man, yeah, good man. Thank you. Tell me this, though. How do your two daughters feel about the recent AEW CM Punk rift?
Oh, my God.
I'm sure Matilda's all
I can't tell the one-year-old. I really can't tell her because she's you know what? She's a big fan of Young Bucks.
Yeah.
You know, she likes those two guys, Nick and Matt Buck. She's a big fan of those two guys. She likes the earrings they wear. And,
yeah.
To be fair, Holly looks a wee bit like one of them. And, you know, I can't tell them that they could be in bother. You know, I don't think the girls would be able to cope with that.
Couldn't tell them that one of them got punched in the eye by CM Punk.
Is that what happened?
So,
because I know, right, this is all I know. I know CM Punk likes to be the man who crosses the line between storyline and reality.
Yeah.
And then I saw him do a press conference after All Out.
Yes.
With Tony Khan, where he basically was getting into Colt Cabana.
Yeah.
And then I heard there was... a fallout after that. I don't know what the ins and outs were. Something backstage, everyone's suspended.
Okay, so this, I'll fill you in, and this is the theme for this week's episode, is when backstage beefs become real.
Okay.
Ignoring that.
Yeah. What was that?
That was a vape. When backstage beefs become real. So this is probably the most recent example. So, in the AEW media scrum, which took place after All Out, I believe.
Yes.
CM Punk. So what they do is they have loads of journalists in the room and they ask the wrestlers questions, sort of like what you'd get in football.
Yeah.
Right?
So the AEW do this as a way of trying to make it seem more legit.
That's exactly what they're doing, They think it looks cool or whatever, right? So CM Punk comes out and he immediately, it's the most unhinged thing ever, he literally sits down
and goes, welcome to the press conference.
That's you doing The Undertaker. But he comes in, he sits down, he points at one of the journalists, he goes, "Who?" This is how he starts the press conference, he goes, who do you do improv with? Because one of the journalists used to do it with Colt Cabana.
Right, okay.
Who CM Punk is not friends with.
So does he have beef with this journalist?
He does.
Right, okay. So he's like, oh, this guy's an enemy. He's come here to get me. Because he thinks
this guy's putting out. Because there was loads of stories floating about.
He's putting out.
He's putting out.
He just looks in the audience and he's just standing there bent over with his cheeks pulled open.
But there was loads of stories.
I would address that too. If I looked in the room.
Yeah, but
you used to do improv.
If someone's sitting there spread cheeked, I'm not going, who do you do improv with? It's not my first question.
What is your first
question? Who wipes your hole? That's immaculate.
Have a B-day, mate, don't worry about it. Very continental.
It was my B-day last week. But anyway.
Oh, mine too, mate. Happy
B-day. Yes.
There you go.
Birthday, Bruce. What are you, 45?
I'm actually, I'll tell you a true story. I thought I was 38.
What are you?
36. I was fucking raging.
How do you fuck that up?
I don't know. I just, since I have a kids, I've stopped giving a fuck about being alive. I just woke up and I was like, for about 3 days leading up to my birthday, I was fucking raging. I have 2 more years till I'm 40. And 40 is such a milestone that you're like, fuck, I have 2 more years to fucking try and achieve whatever I want to achieve. And it got me really grumpy. And then my birthday, I was like, fuck, I'm 38. My wife was like, you're 36 now. And then I start arguing, no, I'm fucking not. And you know, she goes, I'm the same age as you. I'm 35, I'm 36 next week. And then I should actually get my passport out and show me my passport and be like, no, do the maths. 86 to now is 36. And I was going again. And then I was like, oh no, I'm 36, so I'm buzzing now. I feel young, I feel fresh.
That's great. Because my nanny was telling people I was turning 30, so I feel you.
What age are you?
26.
See, there's a lot of young boys in comedy that I don't know what age they are, because when I met Aaron McCann he was 12 and now I think all of a sudden he's about 30.
Yeah,
when I met you were definitely 9.
Yeah,
now you could, yeah,
now
I don't
I'm 43.
Yeah, so
that's even now that like happens. Like I was in like doing gigs, like this has nothing to do with wrestling, but I am old now as well. I'm one of the older boys.
Yeah,
but yeah, so CM Punk,
so are these this new breed of young guys, are they all like,
they're all about 23, 24, right, 25.
Okay. What the fuck do they have to say? Where's our life experience? What's going on?
Well, I was doing it from when I was 17. I had
none. You're a hard knock life, mate. You're like Jay-Z.
Yes, I'm Annie, yes. You're, I am literally Wee Orphan Annie.
Little Orphan Annie.
Wee Orphan Annie had it easier than me because her limbs worked. I can't even do the dance routines.
Yeah, but she had a fucking ginger perm, mate, so I don't know what's worse.
We ginger muff.
Yeah.
But, what?
Ginger Annie with a ginger.
So. I'm not looking, but is Dan angry that I said that?
No, I can't see them because my eyes are still working from I've done a thing at the start of the podcast.
I believe you blinded yourself. I mean, so anyway, CM Punk's doing it. We'll get on track here.
I mean, I'll do the proper thing that the blind guys do. There we go.
Right, come on.
Why do blind guys do that if it's dark anyway?
I don't know. There's a reason for it. I think.
You must know a couple of blind fellas, do you?
I do, yeah.
Can we give them a call on the podcast to ask them why they wear shades?
I think it's because their eyes are still sensitive to light.
Should get them taken out if I can't see.
Get their eyes scooped like
scoop
them. Wee ice cream scoop.
Just like a wee melon scoop.
Yeah.
The eyes out. And then imagine the banter you could have if you went like this and you'd know what.
I'd be terrifying.
Exactly.
Here in those glasses. Cheers, mate. And just no eyes.
And then you'd be more banter if you got the bifocal glasses on. So they're just like regular glasses and you just see holes into their brain and then when it's sunny you can't. That'd be good crap.
You've went full mental today.
Yeah, mate, I haven't had any lunch. I'm 36 and I've not had any lunch. You know, and I'm back on my diet again. I took a couple of weeks off dieting there. I say a couple of weeks, a week. Because I just was doing a lot of shows and a lot of other stuff and I was tired and was eating when I could and, you know, wanted to have a beer. Fuck, so sue me, you know. But
yeah,
back on diet again, I'm hungry.
So CM Punk's doing this media scrum for the third fucking time.
The guy's put his arse together and pulled his trousers up and now he's facing him.
So he basically comes out and he just starts shitting on the whole company, shitting on Colt Cabana.
So CM Punk was shitting on AEW?
Yep. Oh, the whole company goes, the whole place is run by people who couldn't run a fucking Target. NJF is slabbered about me because Tony wants me to work with fucking children. It goes off on Colt Cabana severely. He goes, I want nothing to do with him. I had fuck all to do with him getting fired from Ring of Honor, which was the rumor that was put out. A weird point, he just goes, at one point I sued him. We found out he shared a bank account with his mother, which tells you all that you need to know about that man. Yeah. Still not sure what that means. So he just goes off on Colt Cabana. Then after the media scrum, they go backstage. The Young Bucks and Kenny Omega go backstage in the Punk's dressing room.
Yeah.
An argument happens. Punk punches Nick Jackson or Matt Jackson, one of the Bucks, and Punk's trainer, Ace Steel, hit Kenny Omega in the head with a chair and then bit him.
Okay.
And then they all got pulled apart. They're all suspended. But the reason we bring that up, it's topical.
Yeah.
But it also shows wrestling for a bunch of, you know, meant to be fake fighting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's meant to be all pretend. You leave it in the ring. It gets real sometimes, so, David. But
what I saw, though, was during that, right, Tony Khan was there, the boss. And he was just taking that from him.
Or? He was getting cocked the entire time. The whole time, Tony's like looking at it like, all right, okay. And CM Punk's going, you don't know how to run your company. It's run by fucking idiots. Halfway through, he just goes, by the way, the whole time he's eating like muffins. And he goes like, this company is ran by fucking idiots. I know what I'm doing. I'm trying to run a fucking business. By the way, these muffins are from Amy's Bakery. Great place here in Chicago. Colt Cabana, I want fuck all to do with him. It's really weird.
Is Colt Cabana involved in AEW or not?
He was. Then he got fired from AEW and now works in Ring of Honor. Once Punk joined.
Which is now owned by?
Which is owned by AEW, right, okay. Yeah. But, yeah. Because they don't get on anymore, obviously, after the whole lawsuit thing. And
But does that not seem to be a thing? Speaking about beef, I watched an interview with The Game, Triple H, yeah, that he did with Ariel Helwani. And he was just basically talking about being the new head of talent relations in WWE, and he asked them, you know, like, what's the crack with CM Punk? Would you ever see him coming back?
Was Ariel Helwani wearing a fucking 3-stripe tracksuit during this interview?
No. Why?
What's the crack with CM Punk?
He goes, well, bro, he was smoking a bit there.
Do you want you any filters there, Hunter?
He was no. But he asked them about CM Punk, and he was like, yeah, he's a weird guy. Like, he's a weird dude. He's hard to read.
Yeah.
And, like, he'll be bitching about stuff flat out. And then when you go to ask him,
he'll be like, it's like, sweet.
And I think that's kind of the thing. I think, like, AEW, like, is seemingly run by, like, little weak incel guys. Whereas, like, WWE is run by...
Listen to Dave Tate over here.
But big... by the way, since we spoke about him, I looked him up. Hero. Anyway,
okay, no, weird.
I'm joking. It's called banter. Hey. But I mean, this is the banter dance. But he basically was like, yeah, so I went up to him and asked him, did he have a problem? Now, Triple H is a big guy.
Yeah.
I also want to call Triple H out on something. I'm a big fan of Triple H as a guy, certainly his physique above all else. But generally, I'm a big fan of Triple H. But I do want to say, I think he's lied about his height, but I'll get back to that after. But he basically was like, yeah, I went up and asked him. I was like, have you got a problem? And he's like, no,
hey, Phil, please. You got any trouble?
But he's new Triple H now. He's
It's you. You got a problem, Phil.
Punk.
I'm wearing a tie, Punk.
But you know he's got that? He's got like a friggin' defibrillator on him now.
Yeah.
You know, still the fucking most jacked guy in
history. Oh, he's 100% jacked.
But he went on Good Morning Britain when Vernon Kay was on it to give him a belt. Now, that's a weird, I don't know the context of
and
that.
Vernon Kay sitting going like, I love wrestling, mate. Yeah. The Ultimate Warrior. He won the championship.
Yeah.
Garlic bread.
Yeah. He was like, and I brought you this title.
Oh, yeah.
And then gave it over. But on Wikipedia, it says Vernon Kay, 6'4".
Right.
On, like, always just in the history of wrestling, it says from his days as Terror Rising right through to Triple H, the
great
game,
name.
It says he's 6'4". When he handed him the belt, he was about 8 inches shorter than Vernon Kay.
Do you want to know why that is?
Because wrestlers lie about their height.
They lie about their height. Triple H also wore lifts because in his shoes.
Flat-footed?
No, like, to give him a couple of extra inches.
High heels?
Yeah, like, essentially not high, but imagine high heels, but the entire shoe. A lot of wrestlers wear lifts in their boots.
Didn't you Kane did that?
Kane did it too.
To make him big?
Yeah.
But
yep.
Then I've seen the Big Show, and he was, like, seeing an elephant in real life.
He's massive in real life.
Just like, wow, there's a big
freak. I saw the Great Khali in real life.
Where? At wrestling, or just?
He was in a Smith's toy shop. Doing an autograph signing. It was him, CM Punk, ironically, who I have met, and Victoria.
Angeloni?
Victoria.
Oh, right, sorry. Who's Victoria? Is she the Black Widow?
Other things to say. Yeah. She'll do the Black Widow. The Widow's Peak.
The Widow's Peak.
So I met her. She had about 40 Red Bulls. Like, drank in front of her. She clearly hadn't slept because she was like, yeah, because I got a photo with the ECW title. She was like, yeah, go ahead, pick up the title. Like, fucking falling asleep while talking to me.
And what about Kelly? What did he say to you?
He don't speak English. Don't have a fucking clue.
Well, what was that he's doing? Just coughing? Because I've seen him walk. He doesn't look like he's in good nick. Like,
no, he needs a cane to walk. Not like a cane, like an actual... An actual little walking cane.
I love the Great Kelly. Yeah.
CM Punk, when I met him, lovely fella, but it was a signing, he's going to have to be. He is a guy you always heard backstage, and I love him. Backstage, I do, I'm of the opinion now he's a full prick.
He does seem to be, because I think, like, as a fan, this is where, like, you're in his pants, aren't you, in the logo and everything. He's one of your favourites of all time.
Yeah.
But he's part of the, like, the generation of, like...
I'm in his pants?
No, you're in the logo of the podcast you're wearing, like, the CM Punk pants.
Right, right. You know? So I thought you meant I like him so much I'm in his pants. So I'm like, yeah, I enjoy him, absolutely. I'm not sucking him off. I might.
But at the autograph signing, I got into his pants.
Yeah.
But yeah, he would be one of your favourites. But him and, like, Daniel Bryan, I just was like...
No, I like Daniel Bryan.
I like him, but also... I like charisma, you know. I like men.
Daniel Bryan has it,
but not really. Like he's not. He's nowhere near. Like you know who I used to.
Daniel Bryan kick the fuck out of you.
You know who I was. Well, bring it, Daniel.
Daniel Bryan would fucking murder you.
Why?
What do you mean why?
I've done nothing to him.
Like beat the shit just cause he can, cause he's Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, well, you know what? He's a gimp. And my point being is like I used to dislike John Cena, but John Cena is he's the GOAT. He's the best of all time, John Cena.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. And, like, everyone's like, oh, he's seen his shit, and CM Punk is so close. No one cares about CM Punk. And Cena is...
CM Punk was a hero for... And I was one of these. A lot of wrestling, like, weirdos. For all the wrestling they watch, they don't like it.
Yeah.
And they just like gurning, and they like sitting in their basement and being like, fucking... Mm-hmm. His physique's bad, as they're eating, like, loads of Doritos, being like, awful. But, like, I am of the opinion he's a full prick now. But do you know of any... Any back is your knowledge of the backstage politics versed? Do you know any?
I know some. I've heard about. Have you ever heard about the case of Bruiser Brody?
We talked about this last week. Yep.
Yeah, and that's where I learned about it.
Oh yes, do I know about that thing I taught you about 2 weeks ago?
I do know about that. He got killed.
He did get killed. Yeah, yes,
that was as beefy as backstage gets.
He got stabbed backstage. Yeah, not the only time that's happened.
No, other people have been stabbed. Certainly some people have been stabbed
in the ring. So this
like in the wrestling ring or backstage?
In the asshole?
It's the guy greeting CM Punk.
You know, have you ever heard the tale of the wrestler New Jack, David, from ECW?
Oh, this guy. Is New Jack a guy who is mentally unwell and should have probably been sectioned many times?
Yes.
Yes. My last thing, I think it was an episode of Dark Side of the Ring when he was like, some guy pissed him off. He's like, this guy did something wrong in the ring with me, and we had set up a thing where I was going to throw him through tables. And I said, you know what? I knew we were up like about 30 feet in the air, and I was to just push him off, and he was to dive through the tables. And he's like, I just fucked him over the tables, and he's landing on the concrete and fucking near died. You know, he's a head the ball at New Jack. Is he the guy? Did he kill another?
Is he the one that
killed the big fat boy?
That was the story I was going to tell.
Right, okay, tell us.
Also, the guy who he threw off the scaffold and had a scaffold match was a guy called Vic Grimes. He did more than piss off New Jack.
Right, okay.
He landed on New Jack's head on concrete and blinded him.
Was that his fault?
It was Vic Grimes' fault.
Right, okay.
It was his fault. And New Jack was blind in one eye forever since then. He never got that sight back.
Mm-hmm. And now where's New Jack?
Dead. So...
I didn't know that. I just thought he was dead.
No, he's dead. He died last year, I think, or 2020.
Why?
Is his heart stop beating?
Oh, okay, sorry. I just was sure. I could delete.
Not how? Why? why do people die?
I meant to ask how. Yeah, oops. Why, mate? Heart failure?
I'll explain death to you in another podcast. That's the next podcast. We explain death.
I cope. My brain's just fucked.
You're mental today.
Yeah, oh.
So there was a ECW show, right? And one of the pit bulls, I believe it was, didn't show up.
Right.
That those were a wrestling tag team. There weren't just two pit bulls there.
They weren't like to do the British Bulldog or anything.
No,
right?
They were. I think it was the pit bulls. I could be wrong. Yeah. They needed someone to fill in to wrestle the gangsters, which was New Jack and Mustafa Saeed, not the one we know. Ladies and gentlemen, New Jack.
Yeah. This is my opponent, New Jack.
This is some niche banter. Three comedians are going to get this. Colin Geddes. And they needed someone to fill in. So this random kid, his name is Eric Kulis, who was 17 at the time. I'm going to get the measurements wrong, but I'm not a million miles off. 17 years old, 6'3", £350.
He was, okay.
He was a big fucking kid, right?
But he was a fat boy, wasn't he? Wasn't like jacked?
No, no, he was £350 of
lure pack
sleeping in the three in the afternoon. Okay. Do you know what I mean? He was a big fucking dude. Mm-hmm. So he goes in, he goes, I'm a professional wrestler. I was trained by Killer Kowalski. For some reason, a little person wrestler vouched for him and went, yes, I trained with him with Killer Kowalski.
You mean like a small, like a lesser known person?
Or, no, no way.
Or someone that lived with Snow White?
No, that someone who lived with Snow White. A hornswoggle, if we will. Okay. For some reason, vouches for Ari Kulis. We don't know why. He just goes,
I trained with him.
Following Yellow McCrone. So he's like, I trained with this guy. He is 100%. He's a wrestler. Pull him and goes, right, fine, okay. The guy's dad.
The wise man said that's okay.
Yep. Oh, Paul Heyman goes, yes, that's fine. Because the guy's dad was there too and went, yeah, my son's a wrestler. It's fine. I give you my permission for him to wrestle.
Did I look at him and go, you're a sack of shit, obviously, or not?
Well, no, because there's a lot of fat fuckers in wrestling. Like, Viscera made a career out of being, look sexy at my fucking shit. Rolls. More rolls than a fucking Sunday bakery. The big dude, right? So, Ari Kulis gets in the ring with this guy. And for some reason, New Jack just flips off on him. And do you know the way wrestlers will carry a blade?
Yes.
To cut people, he has New Jack.
For those that don't know, that's behind the curtain. We'll give so what they do, right? Seemingly, see a lot of wrestlers wearing a tape around the wrists.
Yeah,
they have like a little broken off bits of blade. And the act of blading is for the theatrics of wrestling. So you give a wee nick of your head. You don't like. You just give a wee nick, and the blood comes down.
You do it slightly above your eyebrow.
Yeah.
But,
see, I did it once there. Here, just when I was blocked at 16, the party, and it bled too much and it freaked me out.
See, now because I'm really stressed all the time. I have a forehead like Abdullah the Butcher.
Oh, why? Because you're stressed?
Yeah, I'm really stressed all the time.
I was going to say, so you just fucking ram forks into your head? Yeah.
I was running about the house giving people hepatitis. Stressed out in work.
Niche banter again. Yep. Look up Abdullah the Butcher. We'll do an episode on him in the future.
Literally gave so many people hepatitis. So,
but the 80s were fun.
Ari Kulis doesn't know how to blade. He asks New Jack to do it for him. For some reason, unbeknownst to anyone, this pisses off New Jack, and he just starts stabbing the kid. He like gets his. If you watch the footage, he literally has the guy.
It's hard to watch.
The guy's sat down. New Jack's over his head with the blade, which is essentially just a razor blade. Just cutting them like this for no real reason. We can't show it on here because it's so graphic. The kid's covered in blood. New Jack kicks the fuck out of him. I don't know why. No one knows why. He didn't do anything to New Jack. New Jack then, he stabs him a couple of times in the forehead with a blade. In the end, they pin him. The kid has to get rushed to hospital because he nearly dies from blood loss.
Yeah.
And New Jack, as he's leaving, gets on the mic and goes, I don't care if that fat fucker dies. I hate white people. Now, that is part of his character.
Yeah.
But backstage, they find out that Kulis was actually 17, and New Jack goes, oh, I don't feel bad about it. Then he lied.
He had a name, like a nickname, didn't he? The character wasn't just his name. It was like Heavy Unit or something. Or didn't he have a nickname?
He was... better. His character was that of a fat bus driver. He was called Mass Transit.
Mass Transit, that's the one. Yeah, I knew it was something that was just... And he died after that, didn't he?
Like, no, he died a few years later from complications of being 18 and weighing 42 stone.
Yeah.
Well, so he died, yeah.
Mass transit, you know. See you later.
RIP. If you want to see footage of the incident, which we absolutely can't show, it's called the mass transit incident if you want to just go off spaghetti hoops for life.
But that was gross. And again, my question always with New Jack was like, why do A, people like him, and B, how's he still work?
One of the main reasons people like him, he was charismatic, he was good on the microphone, and when he wrestled, his theme tune would play throughout the whole match, and it was Natural Born Killers by Ice Cube, which is a banger.
Yeah, fair.
So,
but then the guy fucked off the scaffolding, like that was...
Vic Grimes?
Was that after he fucked up that the mass transit?
No, that was before.
But that footage was one of the things, you know, whenever, again, you see the Undertaker throwing Mankind off the cell, and then you go down a rabbit hole. You're like, let's look at other incidents that are like extreme, and that's always the one you look at and go, oh no, he's dead. He's dead. Yeah. That guy's killed.
Weirdly, Grimes was injured, but he was fine. I think he did crack his skull, but he didn't die or anything.
No, he was sweet.
He did fracture.
His head caved in.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Have you seen that scene in Game of Thrones where the Mountain gets Oberyn Martell and just...
Oh, yeah.
He does that.
Speaking
but
of,
he's fine.
Do you watch The House of the Dragons?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, no. I've started watching it. There was a graphic scene somewhere akin to that last night.
Yeah?
Where a head got caved in. Gross.
Are there babies in it?
It's worth watching. I only watch TV shows.
Why'd you turn in the boar out there?
Oh, why? Me like a boobie.
Yeah. I was a half mix of Psychic Glenn, a half mix of boar out.
I don't even know if I
could. You could do me.
Right? But yeah, it was a good show. But I didn't like watching it.
I could
do
a good Psychic Glenn, can't I?
Do.
You can do me.
Decent. Decent.
Do you own a Ouija board?
I don't want to talk about Ouija boards. I'm done.
Do you?
I'm done with Ouija boards. They freak me out. But why do people put up with New Jack? Was he ever sacked? You know, like surely ECW would have sacked him for some of that.
He never,
like nowadays he'd be struck off.
He never worked in like a major company. He was always in backyard wrestling, and he had enough of a name from ECW. By the way, in ECW he was nowhere near even the most mental.
Really?
ECW was fucking crazy. You had people just doing heroin and then wrestling or inciting riots or just smacking the fuck out of fans. Raven crucified a guy once. And then had to go out and apologize. There was a lot of like crazy shit happening that New Jack just went under the radar.
Yeah, but that's what sort of sold ECW at the time, wasn't it?
It was
wild.
As a kid growing up, I was like ECW's class. Now looking back on it, I'm like, there's a lot of shit.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I can see why it didn't last.
Like, there's not many ECW people who have gone on to be big elsewhere.
I disagree with that entirely.
Well, like you name or Rob Van Dam.
Rey Mysterio, Rob Van Dam, Chris Jericho, the Dudleys.
Well, that's a few, yeah.
Shane Douglas.
He didn't really go to be big.
He did. Nah. He was champion in WCW.
WCW, stupid.
Right, well, you're just saying Rey Mysterio.
Mm-hmm. My point is, when they started, is that where they started?
Yes.
Rey Mysterio?
Yes.
Okay, that's fair.
Stone Cold.
But he went there after, did he not?
After WCW, yeah, so. Not before WWE. You just said WCW doesn't count.
I apologize.
And he wasn't Stone Cold until he went to ECW.
Look at you. You know what you've done? You came up into the sunshine, and now you're back in your basement behind your keyboard. No. Rey Mysterio.
I'm just disagreeing entirely with the point
that's
you made.
Fair, right? But I just mean like
you couldn't
the
back
majority
it
of big guys have not, like the most of the people out of ECW haven't made
give
the
me three
level. Three. Okay. Shane Douglas? New Jack?
I'll give you New Jack. He wasn't really a top guy, but I'll give you New Jack.
But he was. And he wasn't. And Balls Mahoney.
Again. He did work in WWE.
But still, I mean, like, not a main eventer. Like, Rob Van Dam.
Well, yeah, because
be.
You can't be like, oh, ladies and gentlemen, working at the latest Smith's Toy Superstore signing. Come meet Balls.
The Blue Meanie. You know, but my point is, Stevie Richards, my point is...
He like, went on very successful in WWE.
But I mean, like, top guys. Rob Van Dam, Chris Jericho, Rey Mysterio.
You could have said Sandman.
Yeah, but they're still not
he never
top,
did.
Top yeah. Guys. You know what I mean? Rob Van Dam's probably B level.
Rob Van Dam was very popular. We're not going to shit on Rob Van Dam.
No, I'm not shitting
podcast
on him, but I'm still, saying...
If he wasn't buried
B
by Triple
level.
H, he would have been top level.
But like, if you're talking about the top, you're talking Hogan, Undertaker, Cena, Triple H, Shawn
Michaels. Benoit, if he hadn't done what he did, would have been.
Yeah,
he was world champion.
But he was still not... He
Guerrero.
Still not A-class. Eddie Guerrero, if he didn't die...
Again.
Would he have been A-class?
Yes. He was going to be champion before he died again.
Yeah.
The real wrestling nerds coming out of me here. I'm like, shut your fucking...
But I mean, like, even CM Punk, B. You know, he's still
disagree.
He's still not on the top of the top.
Like, I disagree with that entirely.
Out of all-time history and go, who are the greatest? These guys aren't.
They're up there for me. You're going for the pit, like, the top guy.
Correct.
Which, if you're going, which of them came from ECW? Mm-hmm. Stone Cold.
Well,
maybe the greatest.
Yeah, well,
he wouldn't have been Stone Cold without ECW.
But he wasn't ECW when ECW was ECW. It was
he
before
was.
Extreme, was it not?
Nope,
like
nope. He went
else?
In. He was at the peak of them being big.
Yeah. But he's not a hardcore guy.
No, but a lot of them weren't.
Yeah,
Benoit, Jericho, Mysterio.
Guy. Maybe it's my mistake.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Stone Cold went, he only cut promos, but that's where he developed the Stone Cold character, because he was then slobbering about WCW, going like, welcome to WCW, where the big boys play with themselves, you son of a bitch. And he developed that character there.
Well, I like that, to be fair from him.
Yeah. I've never. Are you all right?
I've run out of water, mate.
You had like five waters. Where'd they go?
I'm just so.
Just how much water did you sink?
So much water.
Just you going, no, I'll fucking tell you. You're like stone cold here with water.
Well, I'm the water boy.
Are there any other backstage incidents? You know, I have so many off the top
backstage.
Of my head.
Backstage. Oh, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.
The Click. Let's talk about them. These are guys that I like.
The Click.
The Click. You would like the Click. Guys. The Click. Like, see, if God. I was backstage, I'd be in the Click.
Who did the Click beef with in real life? They beef with many people. Who was their main one?
All the pussios. Like Bret Hart. He was a gurn. He bitch. Oh, I'm Bret Hart. Yeah,
Bret the bitch man Hart.
He is the bitch man. Like, I used to love Bret Hart because he wore black and pink and he was sexy and he was just great. I got his sunglasses when I went to see the WWE in the King's Hall. Good
for someone who doesn't know Bret Hart, he could be a stripper by the way you've described him.
And I mean,
Bret the tip man Hart.
In his prime. He could well be. He was like, he's definitely a dream boy.
Oh,
like,
yeah, he's a dream boy. He was hot, like,
sexy bastard.
He was.
But like, he was one of these guys who, like, you know what? The Click were where it was at. They were the guys: Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall,
Big Mer.
The guys, like, you know. And again, a lot of people say they're bitch guys.
You ever heard my impression of Scott Hall after he's eaten too much?
What? Let's see.
Hey, Big Mer. I'm really tired, Big Mer. I mean, that's only Scott Hall I can do.
I don't know what you sound like. You sound like, I don't know, Barry White or something.
Hey, Big Mer. There's no words come out. Just Scott Hall after he's eating too much.
But no, they so the Click was basically, didn't they get into like creative and stuff in the day and just like take over basically the backstage of WWE and stop people getting pushes? Like Bret Hart was one who
they had the ear of Vince. Allegedly, last story, yeah. They would go to Vince, don't like him.
Mm-hmm. Who famously would you say were the ones that themselves feel they were held back because of them?
Not held back, but definitely had the feud with Bret. We'll get into that. There's a guy they did fuck over, and they fucked him over hard. Chris Candido. Do you remember who Chris Candido was?
Chris Candido. Let me see if I get this right. I could be wrong. He was the tag team partner.
He was.
Of Hardcore Holly?
No, that's Crash Holly.
But he looked like
him. He did look like Chris Candido, yeah.
He looked like him. He had the blonde hair.
He was it in a tag team?
Yeah.
Called the Body Donnas.
And that was with Shane Douglas, was it?
I can't remember who it was with. It might be with Shane Douglas. I don't know. I don't think so. But they had a manager who was very famous.
Sonny.
They had Sonny, who was Chris's girlfriend.
Okay.
And the Click just did not like Chris Candido. Just didn't want to work with him. And they also,
was he good? Like a good wrestler?
Oh, he's outstanding. Really, really good. And
he was like the same sort of style as like a Benoit and
yes, he was a fantastic wrestler. Yeah. The reason he didn't get pushed is backstage, he was really nice.
Yeah.
He was too fucking nice. And the Click all fucked his wife. All of them fucked his wife.
It
got him hate backstage because the top guys were fucking his wife and he wouldn't stand up for himself. But the same position, if he had stood up for himself,
but
he would have gotten in trouble for doing that.
Why did he not say, listen, love, can you do me a favor? In work, please don't fuck my colleagues. Just, not all of them, at least, please.
Because.
Please don't. Please.
And this is just rumors. They were allegedly him and her big drug guys. And
well, I mean, I think,
she would suck dick for drugs. So he's there, like, outside the dressing room, being like, can you hurry up? I want to go get high. Can you finish up?
So she was taking one for the team.
Yeah. She was taking one from the whole team, apparently.
Yeah, and then bringing it, literally sucking the pipe to get the pipe.
Yeah, literally, like, yeah. Now, there's a lot of wrestlers who went to him and was like, you need to leave her because she's fucking with your head.
Mm-hmm.
And also, she's in jail now for killing a person. So
where's he?
He's dead also. A lot of these guys are dead. This is the bad thing about doing a wrestling podcast.
Yeah.
They die really young. Mm-hmm. So it's like, could we get Chris Candido on? We'll need a fucking Ouija board to do that, but we can try.
We'll get Glenn. Glenn can bring Chris Candido back. But, that is sad.
He's giving me a piece of paper. I'm unfolding the paper. He said, Annie rocks.
But
there's a story of Paul Bearer sitting backstage with Chris Candido after, like, it's either Shawn Michaels or Kevin Nash is fucked. He's literally there in the other room, fucking Sonny. And Chris Candido is like just sitting like he's in a doctor's waiting room, just like head down. And Paul Bearer's like, this is the actual story. I'm going to do it as Paul Bearer. I don't know if he did. I guess he's like, why don't you leave her? And he went, I just, I love her, Paul. Paul Berman. But she's a fucking whore.
Oh, yes. I know, like, that's the weirdest thing, too, about wrestling. It's even their characters, like Paul Bearer. But he was in a group, too, wasn't he? The BSK, the Bone Street Crew.
Yeah, but just Paul Bearer, a fucking, like, Paul Bearer, a supernatural gravedigger, just consoling a stripper about his wife.
Yeah.
You can do so much better, Chris.
But who, on a side note of Paul Bearer, who's sitting in creative and comes up with that name? And how buzzing are they?
It's genius. How Paul Bearer.
Got your name.
Do you know what his name was before he was Paul Bearer?
No. Grave digger.
He was a rich guy called Percy Pringle the III.
Oh, right. Is that not his real name?
Percy. No, his real name is not Percy Pringle. You fucking idiot.
Percy Pringle
is my mate, Percy Pringle.
Imagine you
he doesn't live in Ballymore.
Imagine you go on a date with this guy and you're like, oh, he's the one for me. Yeah. And you're like, oh, right, what's his name? Percy Pringle.
Third. Shagging me and like, oh, Percy Pringle.
Say my name, Percy Pringle. And then he's just about to come. Oh, yes.
But the main, weirdly enough, Shawn Michaels, Buck and Sonny. One of the big catalysts for his feud with Brett. Do you know why?
I was going to say because Brett wanted the Bucks on it.
Is that what you're going to go for?
No, let me think. So why he... So him, Buck and Sonny caused the feud with Brett?
Yeah.
Now...
One of the reasons, not the main reason.
The
one
feud
of.
Culminated in the Montreal Screwjob, didn't it?
It did.
Imagine that. Was he...
Whoa. The feud culminated in the...
Was he screwing Sonny? And that's how it came. That's why it's called the screw job.
No.
All right. Okay.
No.
So I'm going to imagine because Bret Hart was a little bitch and he liked things to be done right and he liked there to be a union and people should be fucking people at work boring. So I imagine he was like, "Stop fucking her."
And nope.
She was like, "No,
nope."
Right. Tell me what happened.
So they had a little feud on screen. They were cutting promos on each other. And Bret Hart's doing things like, you're not a real man. You've got no guts. You've got no heart. Right? Because then Bret Hart, very clever.
That's good, yeah.
And Shawn Michaels, who was fucking Sonny, went, oh, well, Bret, I guess you're having too many sunny days. Alleging that Bret is fucking Sonny.
Okay. Yes.
So even though he's fucking Sonny, he's saying on national TV, Bret Hart's fucking Sonny.
Yeah.
The reason this caused an issue was Bret Hart's kids and wife were watching. So Bret Hart's kids are like phoning him being like, Dad, are you cheating on mum with this girl, Sonny?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, Sean's fucking Sonny. And his wife, Bret Hart did have affairs. He absolutely cheated on his wife all the time. Talks about it in a lot of detail about his book.
Yeah.
Almost too much detail. Like, you'll be like, and I went back to my hotel room and I could still smell the Brazilian girl on my fingers. And you're like, Jesus Christ, oh, Bret. Actual quote from the book. Yeah. You're like, I'm just here to read about fucking...
Yeah.
WWE, I don't need to hear about you fingering people.
Yeah, I'd ass fingering Bret the Shit Man fart. Did you just go, like, accidentally or subconsciously?
I did, yes, accidentally.
Oh, Bret.
So then that started the feud because then he's like, you're being unprofessional, you're saying all this shit about me, it's not true, and my kids have to deal with you.
Yeah.
And they just would not work together.
Does his kids then read his book?
I don't know, maybe.
Dad, listen, what Sean said was grand, but why? Yeah. We don't need the adjectives.
We don't need
verbs
three
here.
Pages of your threesome.
No, that.
In Quebec.
Yeah, which is probably...
Brett's having a triple threat of his own.
Yeah, not too far from his gaff either, if it's in Canada.
Brett's like, I was a tag team reason for a champion. For a reason, fuck. I would have been so good.
I was a tag team reason for a champion.
Yeah, this is post-stroke Bret Hart.
Oh, Bret.
I'm the best there was ever.
And there might be soon, too.
Yeah. Oh. I'm hard to Bret man hit.
Yeah, Bret, you need to just go. Oh, man.
Do you ever think there was in Belfast Wrestling, there'd be Hart the Bret man?
Hart the Bret man?
Hart the Bret man?
The Bret man, I think.
Bret?
The Bret man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is the big unionist.
Oh, we've been through that before.
Bret the Bread Man.
No, Bret the Bread Man. Just the guy.
He's got the hovis, son of a bitch.
Stale hovis, there's a loaf.
So this would culminate backstage. They would fight all the time. They wouldn't work together. Bret wouldn't drop the title to Sean. Mm-hmm. Sean wouldn't drop it to Bret. They had a fight backstage where Bret ripped off some of Sean's hair. literally
trailed them. Vince, see you. I'm fucking had enough feeling. Mere like
I'm the best ever fucking was. You wee bastard.
The two of them. One, he's wearing like the fucking.
Yeah, Sean's pink. Like I'm a sexy boy.
He's
get off
the
me.
Pink latex and the leather jacket. And he's got the wee fucking the chaps on and the wee hat. No, leave me earrings alone. It's so so fucking weird.
I'm on Playboy tomorrow. You bastard. No. Get off me. Vince is in a meeting, a creative meeting with Jim Cornette and someone else going over the script. And Brett just kicks the door open, slams down a clump of Shawn Michaels' hair onto the desk, and is like, we've got a problem.
Yeah.
Which is, Imagine I did that. I just came in one day. I just came in with like the remainder of your hair, just slammed it in Shane's desk, just, and was like...
three things. Just sprinkles three bits. Oops.
Yeah, I'd lost this on the way in here, Shane.
I did have some of Dave's. Because see, earlier I got out of the shower and I was combing my hair like this, and... Before I would have really centre parting, and anyway, and it's there was just no centre parting. It was just the front. I was like, oh no.
How are you feeling about that?
Great, brother. Gonna get bicked down soon. Bicked down soon.
What's bicked down?
Bicked it. Shaved it.
Oh really? You're not called turkey?
No, because turkey haircuts never look good.
You'll look cool with a shaved head.
Thank you.
I look forward to you with a shaved head.
Bring it up.
Then you'll shave your head, and I'll just torture you relentlessly. Yeah, like it looks awful.
And I'll just wear wigs like Elton John.
Elton John.
Oh, Elton John, mate. Please spell it.
Elton John. But yeah, so that culminates in the Montreal Screwjob. That's why the Montreal Screwjob happens, because they wouldn't work together.
Yeah, and the Montreal Screwjob was great, and I'm all for it now. At the time, I was like, you bastard.
You'd be a horrible promoter. You're all up for people fucking each other's wives and screwing each other.
Hey, listen, I'm a Screwjob guy. I like Screwjobs. I like screwing. I love it. It's drama. By the time, I was heartbroken because I love Brett.
Mm-hmm.
But then
no, you don't like him?
You know what? I don't dislike him. He was Bret Hart was my childhood. You know, I loved him at the time. But in hindsight, it's like, what else would you have done? You can't have him go to WCW with the belt.
I do agree with that.
Yeah.
I think
because did Medusa do it and just dump the fucking
just
belt.
Just threw it in the bin. That's why they wouldn't do it. I don't know whose side I'm on with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bret was also being a dick and being like, I'll drop the belt in Canada. And you're like, no, drop it. Drop it now. Or like he wanted to give it. He just wanted to vacate it the next night in Raw.
Yeah.
And as Jim Cornette said, why don't you just lie down and let him piss in your mouth while he's at it?
Yeah.
So I get that part.
Yeah.
But also, did you need to be such a cunt about it?
But what was the alternative? What would you have done? How would you have booked it? Fantasy booked
I'd have had him face The Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
Undertaker beats Shawn. Undertaker beats Bret. Shawn beats Undertaker next night.
Yeah, but then you don't want to devalue the Undertaker because
you're not
hard.
Devaluing the Undertaker.
But if he loses the next night,
screw job finish.
But that's what happened to Kane.
Do the screw job to Undertaker. Mm. But it's in house.
Undertaker didn't like that either. He went to Vince and was like, "Shouldn't have done that."
He wasn't happy. He was like, "What is that shit?"
Yeah, but
any other beefs you know about? I have a fucking banger.
But no, but let's just batter through them.
Do you want?
Yeah, you batter through them. I'll tell you if I know anything about them.
Do you know about Edge and Matt Hardy?
Oh, I do, because Edge was my favourite.
Mm-hmm.
Because he screwed.
You keep liking Matt the Hardy's. Wrong people in these.
Yeah. But you know what? Matt Hardy was naff at the time. Edge was pretty hot and sexy.
Oh, so fuck his girlfriend then, yeah?
Correct. Yeah.
Well, imagine you tore your shoulder and you couldn't do comedy for 6 months. You come back and I'm just moved in with your family.
You know what? I mean, there's pros and cons to everything. You know, I would have a mate to play FIFA with, and then I get a comfort in my own bed. But I think
no, you don't get to move in as well. Like you're moved out. I don't just come to live with your family.
But it's still my gaff. I'm Princess Fergie. I'm coming in there. Like I'm still living with Prince Andrew. I don't give a fuck.
I thought you meant Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas.
Fergalicious.
No, I don't just come and live with you guys. Like, I am you. I get, and even though you've paid for the gaff, I get the gaff.
Yeah, well, that'd be insulting. But it, and again, with hindsight, led to my favorite ever wrestler, Edge.
And to the rated R superstar.
But that was the best. I loved him because he was the most devious.
Yeah.
Awful character. And
he was a bastard.
But he was great. And then, like, some of the greatest moments, like when he cashed in Money in the Bank, that was the greatest ever moment in wrestling up to that point.
Have you ever seen the weird Bite This interview where, like, Matt Hardy. It was a WWE show online before
Bite
they
this?
Bite This.
I thought you said Bike List, and I was like, what?
Lita was
like,
on.
They're just. Very good. But is that the one where, like, because Matt Hardy, like now, I don't think he's someone that doesn't get the credit he deserves.
I love Matt Hardy.
I think he's one of the most.
I'm a Matt over Jeff guy.
Oh, I would agree with that too.
I think people always disagree with me. I don't like Jeff Hardy.
No, I don't like him either.
All he did.
Good. We agree on it.
Yeah.
With respect.
He was all right.
Yeah.
Matt was better.
Yeah, but Matt also was like, he tried to do things before things. Like, he was an innovator. Like, he tried to do, he pushed the online, like, the first online beef was him and Edge, really. Yeah. And, like, the version one stuff was great before that.
We just have the random Matt fact. Like, Matt hilarious. Does not like mustard.
Yeah, but he was great. And then that feud happened, and that, some of the best matches ever between those two.
They were great. The promos were great.
That was the first time I remember blurring the line of, it's not real, yeah. Or is it real?
Do you know when he phones in to bite this? And it's a little bit cringy.
Yeah.
It is, because Lita's just on there being like, meant to be like, oh, what's it like being a WWE superstar? And she's just answering the phone, and people are like, oh, hi, I just want to know why you're such a fucking slut, by the way. And she's like, oh, right, okay. And they keep hanging up on people, and then phoning back in and being like, yeah, just to follow up on his questions, why are you such a whore to Matt Hardy? And then Matt Hardy phones in. And it's the first time I'd ever seen it done. He calls Lita and Edge by their real name.
Right, okay.
Which it sounds so nerdy, being like, holy fuck, but it was to call her Amy and to call Edge Adam.
Yeah.
And he's just calling himself Matt, because that is his name. But he does this weird like little wrestling promo. He's like, I'm going to make your life miserable. It's only the beginning, and all of your lives will be a living hell. Which is kind of, you know, if it's part of a wrestling program, kind of cool. What's not cool is he's fully unemployed at the time, just phoning into
that show. Real?
That was, he wasn't hired at the time, he was fired at the time.
Well, why did they fire him?
Because he went online, he found out they were cheating,
and
he went online, and he got really angry. This happened 17 years ago.
it just dawned on me. The fucking guys.
Once you find out about the credit crunch and the banks, mate, you'll be fuming. It was 17 years ago. They fired him because he was online being like, Lita's a slut, here's what happened, and was just airing their dirty laundry online.
Heartbroken.
And they were like, you're being really unprofessional, stop it. And he wouldn't stop it. So they just fired him because they went, well, Edge and Lita are more of an asset than he is. But because they fired him, people were going fucking nuts. Like, anytime Edge came out, people were just holding up Matt Hardy signs or being like, we want Matt or you suck dick to Lita. Being like, you suck dick. You suck dick. That followed her the rest of her career.
She should have got into that more going, nah, and run out.
What do you mean? She should? They had a live sex celebration. They got into it. Yeah. Her character became, I love it.
Yeah. I mean, they should just sell merch.
You remember she came out with a wee, she used to come out with a wee top?
Oh.
I was missing, it was one that was like,
she very
tits out.
Nice lady.
Yeah, basically nipples covered like that, full tits out.
Yeah, but they were good times. They were good times.
So then, because the response was so loud from the fans, Vince hires him back.
Wasn't that when he was buff? Like, he came back in great shape and he was wearing a vest and all?
And he attacked Edge backstage and it was caught on camera. I always thought this was a pre-planned segment because it's Edge walking to the ring and then Matt Hardy...
He, like, fucked him against the...
Fucks him and just starts kicking his fucking... That was real.
Oh, wow.
Matt Hardy somehow got backstage and just managed to get him at this time. I always thought it was pre-planned. That wasn't. That is genuinely... Matt shows up, kicks the fuck out of someone at his work and they're like, goddamn, pal, you want a job?
Yeah.
I like your style.
But then that became one of the best, like... segments and like,
I think they kind of fucked up feud a bit.
Really?
Did you see the first match they have?
Yeah,
and it's a big first match back.
Uh-huh.
It ends after 4 minutes.
Why? Just
because Edge fucks Matt Hardy into a ring post. Matt Hardy busts his head open and then passes out.
Ah,
and that's kind of like, oh, it's not.
Yeah,
that's not her. It's a kind of like being like, oh, I'm here to get my wife back, and then you just like get punched once, you shit yourself and fall over. It's like,
But didn't they have a big cage match? Was that like the big?
They did have a big cage match.
Where he leg dropped him off the top.
He broke his fucking tailbone.
Yeah,
and always walked like that for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that was a great leg drop. That was the first time Matt Hardy was like. Usually, like growing up, you're like, Jeff did all the stupid shit, all the mad stuff. And Matt did leg drop off the second
Matt
rope.
Matt did do a lot of the wild shit too. Yeah, just Jeff gets the credit for
but
it.
But the twist of fate was shit. Like, it was
move. That's a good move.
And then the leg drop off the second rope. Go to the top rope, mate. You know, but then when he did that off, you're like, oh shit, you are Matt bastard.
He did it and then you're like, oh, now I see why you never did that. You can't walk.
But that was a good feud. And then that set up Edge to be, like you said, the rated R superstar. And that was some of my favorite wrestling ever.
Where he has the live sex celebration. Yeah.
When he cashed in on Cena, that was
a good one.
It was a great moment.
He was at ECW One Night Stand, and the whole crowd's just fucking...
And also when we came in, the bike helmet on, wasn't it?
That was in the second one.
Right, okay.
There was the first one where he teamed up with Mick Foley and Lita to fight Tommy Dreamer.
Tommy Dreamer, did he?
Beulah McGillicuddy.
Great name.
And someone else. I can't remember.
Sabu, was it?
No.
But they... I can't remember. Sandman?
Maybe something. No, I want Sandman.
But did they...
I'm thinking Funk.
Did he do like...
Yeah, it was Funk.
Yeah, right, okay. And did he do like a big pile driver through a table and leader or something? Tommy Dreamer?
He did, yeah. But Edge
he
also...
He always did that to women, didn't he?
Yeah.
Boss.
Edge also won the match by spearing Beulah and then pinning her with like... The
sex
he puts
move.
His leg over her shoulders and like That's as right. he's pinning her, he's going... Thrust one, two, three. He's fully bouncing into it.
Yeah.
But the whole time, the crowd's just, like, torturing Lita, being like, Lita is a crack whore. Slut, slut, slut. For 30 minutes.
They need to get back in their basement.
They're fucking weirdos. Like,
weirdos.
That's the last real backstage beef I can roll. Can you think of any more? That's my favorite
one. It brings us round full circle back to the CM Punk, to today's present day.
Yeah.
And how do you see that one?
Here's the thing, how would you deal with that? So with this guy, right, he may make most of your money.
Who are the current guys that are fucking people's wives backstage?
I don't know who's fucking people's
wives
backstage.
I would get them and give them the belt.
Why do you just want the belt to go to people who are cocking other people?
No, I think how I would resolve it, I mean, what I don't like ever is whenever a champion gets either sacked or is injured and have to give up the belt. I think that devalues everything.
Especially when they do, like, crying and all.
Yeah, and competitions and all. Yeah. Let's do a tournament. And then obviously CM Punk did it, came back with
you're acting like it's
tournament.
A joust.
Let's do a John Cena. well, that's what I would do. I'd give it to John Cena. I'd just let him win everything. Bring John Cena to AEW. It would be the only way to really.
Even though he doesn't wrestle anymore.
Yeah, but if you imagine John Cena went to AEW. That would surpass anything ever. Like, imagine that. Do you think CM Punk going there is mad? That would be mad.
That would be fucking
but what
mad.
I would do, I would get CM Punk back. I'd say, you're dropping the belt to.
He's already dropped it.
But, like, I would make him, rather than vacate it, give it...
Injured, so he can't.
But MJF. I would just fake it. I'd make him go in and do, like, what Sting did to Matt Hardy at Victory or Jeff Hardy at Victory Road. Just go in, sandbag him, do him, give MJF the belt. He's the only relevant one, I think, at the minute.
I love it. There. I love that Victory Road clip where Jeff Hardy's just...
Jeff Hardy was
stinking.
Definitely on crack that night.
I think he was just on a lot of sleepers or pain pills. And he has that face of, like...
But he didn't look well that day.
No, he was white stinking.
But
so would you sack CM Punk? Would you sack the Elite, even though they're like your big guys? Would you sack them all?
Because I don't think they are. I think there's other guys there at the minute that you could bump up. I guess for a start, Matt Hardy needs to do more. They fucked him. Because when he came in, as his broken, woken character was
woken
the,
Matt
the
Hardy.
Best of all.
I thought he was going to be woke Matt Hardy.
He should have won a title with that.
Yeah.
Because again, it's still shit that this.
But
day
he got
won the ECW
he
title.
Got fucked because his big return was the week of the pandemic.
Yeah,
there was a lot that got fucked. Yeah. They had a really good pandemic season.
Where's Wardlow at the minute in AEW?
I had a teacher in my school called Wardlow, and I was like, "Why the fuck do you know about him? Why do you want to?
The fuck do you have a teacher called Wardlow?" Not Mr. Wardlow.
Everyone's calling him Wardlow.
Yeah, but
that sounds like, why the fuck do you want to wait? I think he's teaching
MJF
chemistry.
You know the big buff guy that he feuded with?
I know who it is now.
Yeah, but him? Like, what? AEW need to build up a new stars. That's what I reckon they need to do by bringing in your chemistry teacher.
So watch the big Wardlow. He's wearing a suit and tie, no sleeves, fucking.
Like fucking Bill Buchanan.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Wardlow?
He was getting a push for a while towards fighting MJF.
And then MJF was like, I'm not going to wrestle anymore.
So was that a real beef with MJF?
I don't know.
He'll end up in WWE one day for sure.
He should do.
Because he's brilliant.
Yeah.
I
love the AEW. I'm going to admit now, WWE's killing it.
Yeah.
It's so much
better.
Do
you think that's Triple H now?
Yes. See what they're doing for Survivor Series?
The War Games?
War Games!
Yeah. Do you think the Dexter Lumis guy's weird?
I fucking love the Dexter Lumis guy. I don't know what his deal is.
I don't know why they do what they do. So for anyone who doesn't know, there's this new guy. Yeah, he's feuding with The Miz. And he just pops up in weird places.
The Miz was climbing
out
of the cage. He was about to drop down. And Dexter Lumis just hanging outside the room like...
Yeah, just out of the ring. And did you see what he did last night in Raw?
No.
He cut through the ring with a knife. So he was just... The Miz was saying, you'll never get me. And you see this big machete coming through the ring. And then... hello. He's just there, pulls the Miz under the ring. It's weird.
There's no time the Miz was driving out of the arena, and then as the Miz about to pull away, you see Dexter Lumis pop up in the back seat and just go, hello. That's it. What I don't get is he's got the Miz plenty of times. What's he gonna do?
I don't know.
He has caught him like five times. Do something. You're
he's just like an annoying
him.
Housemate. He just wants to wind him up all the time. He's like, fuck him.
At this point, he's just fishing him, catching him, throwing him back. I mean, like, I'm gonna get you next week.
But then he did a thing on NXT during this whole run with the Miz where he just appeared in and he was like crawling like the boogeyman to get off with his ex missus.
I haven't seen that. I don't watch it.
Weird, too. No, I saw the clip on Twitter, but it was weird. I was like, I don't know. Why is this guy popping out? And did you see the thing somebody did where they took off his hair and made it and just put him in a goatee? He looks exactly like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I haven't seen that.
I'll show you that after.
You might look a bit like Stone Cold when you shave your head.
No, I look like Stone Cold if he's got an extra chromosome. Like, I do not look like Stone Cold at all.
Stone chromosome, Steve Austin.
Yeah. But I'll show you this thing of Lumis, but I don't know what the deal is. He's just a weird guy. He's like a... Like, is his gimmick just, I'm a weirdo?
I don't know.
Because remember he used to
run... He wears those wee gloves that Mickey wears as well.
Like, yeah, I could drive a glove. Yeah. Hey, what's your gimmick? I've got...
Does Dexter have psoriasis?
Yeah. He's just, oh, there's a wrestling character.
Psoriasis Mick?
Sir Isis. And it's just a guy that's just all sore.
Just flaking all over the place.
But yeah, Flake, do you make it? And he was just wearing like the leather jacket and the leather coat and all. And he just, again, his gimmick was just... I'm a buff, weird guy.
That is. I'm trying to think what else is happening at the minute that's kind of cool. Because we're kind of in the current stuff now. We've
done Braun Strowman's come back, jacked to the dick, and he's just powerbombing Otis flat out. I don't know.
Jacked to the dick?
Yeah. Have you seen him?
No. Have you seen Otis when he does the wee thrust?
Yeah.
Kieran Bartlett does a similar thrust, and it's the exact same.
But Otis and Kieran Bartlett are one and the same.
They really are, yeah.
A lot alike.
But it's like me, when I wear sleeveless shirts, I look like Kevin Owens.
I could see that a bit.
Especially when I'm carrying weight, I look like Kevin Owens.
But... Who's the guy, Chad Gable? He's great. They need to do something with him.
Shoosh.
That is funny.
Shoosh.
Like, you know what? There's been not good comedy in wrestling since Kurt Angle. And that sort of stuff was always hilarious.
Yeah.
And, like, him doing the shoosh stuff was
damaging. Do you remember that angle? Kurt Angle's going to be like, oh, you have an illegitimate son. Who's it going to be? And there's a guy who's called Chad Gable, is an Olympic wrestler, and does look like Kurt Angle. And they were like, Kurt Angle's son... This black guy?
Yeah.
Jason Jordan came out?
That was one of the worst segments. We'll save that. We'll do an episode on the worst...
My black son.
...segments ever. The worst gimmicks ever. That was fucking terrible.
But if it had been Chad Gable, it would have made sense. And then it was just like, why does Kurt Angle have a son who's fully black?
Yeah, if you remember Team Angle too, who were kind of like Chad Gable and what's his name?
Jason Jordan
were just like a rehash of Team Angle, which was... Shelton Benjamin and
Charlie Haas.
Like, they're like identical, weren't they?
Do you ever remember Charlie Haas was imitating people, and for a week he was the Haas man?
But he was great. Like, he was funny for a bit, but then there's these guys you just don't use.
You know?
And that's a shame, because they're fucking great.
Have you seen Charlie Haas recently?
No.
Looking rough.
I
think he was on the Skag for a bit.
The last person I saw in wrestling that I hadn't seen in a while that I saw recently, I went, oh no. It was Perry Saturn.
Oh, Perry's not having it. He was homeless for a while.
Oh, no, Perry's not looking good. Now, Perry's one of these guys who got it.
That's a guy who, if you're talking backstage beef, getting into real life. But finish what you were going to say before I tell the story.
Was Kevin Nash fucking the mop? Is that what happened? Keeves walks in and Kevin Nash has moppy up his hole.
It's why he had the mop.
Oh, right, okay. For anyone who doesn't know, Perry Saturn was one of the radicals. Came in with Chris Benoit, Dean Malenko, Eddie Guerrero, and they were a pretty fucking mean group. Probably one of the best technical wrestlers of the time.
They were all outstanding wrestlers.
But Perry Saturn looked a bit harder. Looked like he could have been in Lloyd's paramilitary for sure.
Yeah.
And then he ended up, they all sort of went separate ways, and he ended up like not really getting as big a push as certainly not Guerrero or Benoit. Then ended up doing like, becoming a bit of a comedy character, a bit of a joke. And then ended up just having, like, I don't know, like a relationship with a mop.
Yeah, start fucking a mop.
Yeah.
Mop, because he left his girlfriend, Terry.
Yeah.
For a mop.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened there was...
Was Terry the one that was with Goldust to start?
Yeah, it was either Terry or Tori. I always get them mixed up, Terry, Tori.
Territory? That's a, why are they never a team?
I have no idea.
Why are they never a team?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But what that was there was a match on Jacked.
Which, I mean, that sounds like a show I would watch.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sounds like a channel you watch when your wife goes to bed.
I know. Just,
yeah. It's all football highlights and softcore porn jacked. After 12. But there was a match.
Men and Motors, bring it back. Great channel. Bravo Men and Motors in the early noughties. Creme de la creme.
So we had a match with a guy called Mike Bell, who was a jobber. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I do not know why, Perry Saturn beats the living fuck, like just drops him on his head,
right, okay.
Boots him in the face, really hurts the dude, like just for no reason beats the shit out of him. And then WWE were like, yeah, you can't just go almost murdering people. You now fuck mops on TV. So it was a punishment that he had to fuck mops.
But credit to Perry Saturn, he made it.
He fucked up mop like he was really fucking mop. He made that believable. I was watching TV and I genuinely believe this man fucks mops.
You were like, I need to get to B&Q and get myself a mop because this guy's selling it to me.
Yeah,
this guy is.
Do you remember Moppy?
Yeah, I remember Moppy, and then I remember Head as well, which at the time I didn't understand because I was too young.
But
Al Snow just ran around with a head saying, I want head.
The whole crowd's going, give me head. Yeah. Give me head.
And I get it now. And it's blowjob.
Yeah, the actual character of Head, very sinister.
What was it?
It was Al Snow was a paranoid schizophrenic and believed the Head was a real person talking to him. And he would carry around this disheveled head.
I prefer the blowjob idea.
Oh no, it was a really roundabout way to get a crowd screaming, we want Head.
Yeah. But Al Snow, recently, have you seen him?
Jacked as fuck.
906, jacked.
Oh, he is absolutely, he's jacked Russell, like.
He is, all right.
He's union jacked.
He is in great shape. Ship his life. If he's back now and Vince was in charge, he get a push.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
There we go. Guys, listen. This has been the backstage episode of, and he said Men and Motors. Are you ready?
Join us next time on Eurotrash when we discuss.
Don't even start me. My favorite TV show. Guys, next week, in 2 weeks' time, because we're a bi-weekly episode.
Speaking of a lot of things, but weekly isn't one of them.
We're going to do the bisexual episode. Off, are you ready? Guys, thank you very much. If you haven't subscribed to the channel already, please do, wherever you get your podcast, rate and review. And listen, it's been a pleasure.
Yep.
And now we're going to go and talk about some backstage comedian beef.
Yep.
Take it easy.
Thank you.